All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, Pastor Greg Lewis of Souls to the Polls and Bruce Colborn of Souls to the Polls. Pastor Lewis, let's get right at it. You guys have received a victory as it relates to the drop boxes. Let's talk a little bit about how that was able to occur since the state Supreme Court basically disavowed the use of the drop boxes in the city of Milwaukee for the April 5th election. Tell us a little bit about what changed.
Well, you know, actually a group that we work with, the League of Progressive Seniors, you know, went to the city and they talked to them about the existence of those drop boxes being convenient for them and people who are disabled. And they made an agreement to just have those drop boxes available on two Saturdays during early voting. But, Earl, I'm going to tell you, man, that's a huge, huge issue with voting, because I remember when we tried to sue the city to change the date for the April election in 2020 for the mayor election, that case went all the way to the Supreme Court. They didn't change the date, but what they did is they made the decision to count absentee ballots after that Tuesday vote all the way up till Monday. And there was 118,000 absentee ballots that they counted after the vote on Tuesday. So I'm telling you this because, you know, there's a lot of folks who vote absentee and don't get those votes in on time. And that's why we really needed those drop boxes, because if you want to vote the day before the election, you can't mail that ballot in. You know, you could go and put it in one of the drop boxes and it would be counted. Now that won't occur. So we'll probably be missing a lot of people's votes just because those drop boxes aren't there. Now, having these Saturday drop boxes is part of, you know, you can say it's a victory, but we need to really fight to get those drop boxes back in communities where people can put those absentee ballots conveniently in places where they can be counted on election day. So it's a victory, but it's kind of a, you know, I think the other side is still winning. Let me put it to you like that.
So Bruce, you are a grizzled union guy, as I am, who's been around for a long time. You mentioned before we went to break about how this has been in the makings as far as, you know, creating the Souls to the Post kind of thing, if you will, for a long, long time. Let's talk a little bit about that and why it's necessary.
Yeah, I mean, when Reverend Lewis and myself and other people, you know, started working on this, you know, it was in some ways similar to, you know, what we do in unions, that if people stick together, if they come together, they have more of a chance to win, to fight, to get things that they need and deserve. And so it's in some ways an idea of how can we get people to actually come together. So when you have an issue like voter suppression that we were just talking about, it isn't one person who has to fight it. It's a group of people who fight it. It's instead of waiting to have something happen to us, it's trying to make something happen, you know, as things develop. And so the idea of it is if we come together and stick together, and especially the church being so important to all that, and church leaders especially being so important to that, in terms of people's faith in them and knowing that they're going to go in a good direction, we tried to put those two things together and, you know, build this organization. And we've really seen it over the years grow, and, you know, to now that we, you know, are working on this full time, are working on this around elections. But again, not only elections, about things that come with elections, like the other things that we were talking about, like, you know, this whole question of housing that's in there. So again, it's an idea of, you know, how do we get people, you know, to come together around not certainly their faith, but certainly around, you know, what are the changes that need be needed. And if you can come together, you have a better chance of winning. If you stand alone, you have very little chance of winning in this system.
So this is a national assault on voting. It's for those who don't know, it's not just something that is germane to the state of Wisconsin and the city of Milwaukee. It is a national undertaking, and that's why Souls to the Polls is a national effort and a national entity. You know, Pastor Lewis, with all the other issues that are impacting and affecting our communities, and especially in times like these, more and more people are pulling away from voting. As I talk with people, it is because it is more difficult than it's ever been to get that done. What happens to when you're out and you're talking with people and they make those same kinds of statements?
Yeah, you know, Earl, you're absolutely right. I tell you, people really have to be made aware of what's going on, first of all. You know, we had an organization do a survey. They talked to 25,000 people in our community, in our black community, and they asked them, did you know that there was going to be a mayoral election? And 92% of them didn't even know there was going to be an election, man. So we have to just make sure that we get the information out, for one. And we have to keep trying to convince folks that they have real power. You know, there was an election for a governor in 2020, I believe, or, 2018. And
right.
That governor was so tight that every vote that came out of this city from our Souls to the Polls group was so valuable. So we ended up getting a new governor, Earl. And then here lately, in the last presidential election, you know, President Biden only won by 20,000 votes, you know, so that meant the state was really split. And, you know, these votes coming out of the city really made the difference. You know, this is the time when we should really consider, you know, how politics is run and done, and look at how this is an important time for you to participate, because you make the difference. See, this isn't checkers. It's like a chess game, Earl. You know, we have to understand, and I understood it quickly, because, you know, our slogan was, you know, Souls to the Polls. You know, the power of 100,000 souls to the polls. We're an army of faith, the power of 100,000 souls to the polls. And I got those numbers because I called about 500 preachers, and I asked them how many people they could get to the polls, and that number came because I counted what the pastors told me that they would have. And it wasn't like these extravagant numbers. I said, man, I need a really conservative number so we can make sure. See, so that's how I know that we can control our politics. And now we're trying to add community leadership with Souls to the Polls by, you know, we're rolling out a new organization, Power to the Polls, on Saturday morning. We're going to be at G's Clippers on 2200 North Martin Luther King Drive at 9 o'clock. And we're going to roll out our partner organization, Power to the Polls, and that organization will be asking community leaders to come in and use their arms and hands to get to folks in their circle of influence and let them know what's going on with elections and other issues that we can all work together on. We really try to build a voting block here where, you know, we can start to control our local politics, Earl. But, you know, like you said, a lot of people away from all this stuff because crime is so high, Now, education is horrible, but we have all these things that are just pervading our communities, but we really need people in place who we can talk to who will really do something about these things, Earl. And that's why we think it's so important that we control our politics through the vote.
So here's one of the reasons, Pastor Lewis, that and some information that is critically important to especially the Black community is when you look at a society, a voting society that is split down the middle, 50% Republican, 50% Democrat, or 46% either way, the African American community, the white community is split down the middle, half Democrat, half Republican. And so the Black community has been for a long time the determining factor on who the presidents of the United States are. And if you don't know that, if you're not aware of that, the power that you possess, then you kind of get what you are dealing with now. And to back that up, when you see that the Republicans have created everything that they possibly can to disenfranchise, you know, the 12% of Black voters and minority voters in this country, then you realize just why it's so important and why this assault on, you know, the right to vote for minorities and people in poor communities. Bruce, before we come to you, we've got to run to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Souls to the Polls is on the line. You two can join us at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Just came to see.